All right. Hey, fighters. Thanks for tuning in here today on the Contractor Fight. And listen, I want to talk briefly this morning about the power of building a team. Man, and I'll tell you, I know that this is a struggle for so many of us as contractors. I know that so many of you listening to this right now are like, man, I would give my left nut if I can find an employee or two that seem to give a shit. And you know, would do what they say they were going to do and back up all the shit they talked in the interview process or whatever it is, right? Or maybe some of you are just going, man, I just want somebody who just simply wants to show up and work and whatever it is. And so I want to talk just some of my thoughts on this, because this is our theme coming up for our Contractor Fight Night on the 19th of July that we're doing. And you can check out the details there at thecontractorfight.com, and at the very top on the menu it just has Fight Night, or you can go to thecontractorfight.com/fight night. Either way, it takes you to the same place. Because our whole topic then is about building a kick-ass team. But I want to just talk about one of the reasons, maybe a couple of reasons here, that I think that so many contractors are having a hard time building a team. And the first is, and these aren't in any order. I don't think one is more important than the other. Maybe it is. I don't know. But for me, the first thing is, as a whole in the trades, we don't make enough money. And if you've listened to the show for any length of time, you know we talk about getting your life back and making money and getting out of your own way, you know, with the finances and getting out of your head and, you know, building a business that is, you know, where you're charging at least the value you're giving somebody. And listen, it is so difficult. It is so damn difficult for you to find winners. Okay? To find fucking winners. Hashtag FWs, as we call them here. It is so hard to find these people if you're not making enough money as a company. See, when you're not, first of all, if you're not getting oxygen for yourself, then how in the world are you ever going to be able to afford and feel good about paying for somebody who's really good to work for you? If you're having a hard time making ends meet on your own at home. All right. So guys, if you want to build a team, it starts with you running a profitable business that is making enough money to support you and your family as the owner. And listen, I'm talking to the guy who's brand new here in business, and I'm also talking to the guy who does $3-4 million a year in business who's fucking broke too, because I know you guys are out there too, because you're over-leveraged out the ass, and you got massive overhead and massive payroll, and you've borrowed and borrowed and borrowed because you didn't get your shit together with your company culture. But that's another story. So I'm not just talking to the brand new guy, the small one- or two-man shop here, not paying himself. Okay, so you're going to have a really hard time getting out of your own way if you can't come up with the money to pay somebody who's kick-ass to help you grow your business. I had an amazing opportunity a few years ago to hang out with one of the co-founders of Ticketmaster, and a guy who's built over 40 other successful companies and developed frickin' most of Scottsdale, Arizona, and things like that. And we were hanging out, and I asked him, I said, Jerry, what, you know, when did your businesses really start to kick ass? Like, when did this really click for you? Like, you're gonna make it. And he, without hesitation, he says, when I learned to get out of my own way and I hired people better than me. Guys, if you're not making enough money, you will never have the balls to hire somebody who's highly paid, because you'll have all this fear and head trash around it. And worse than that is you'll bring them on and you'll have the money for a while, but because you don't have your shit together and your pricing and some of the other things in your business, you're not going to be able to afford them very long, and then you're going to have to let them go. And time again, in my own life and the lives of the people that I'm close to, I've seen it over and over where we find somebody who's good, who has potential to be great, who has potential to help take our businesses to the next level, whatever that might be for you. But we drive them away. And one of the reasons we drive them away, one is that you're just a shit leader and you don't, whatever. Okay, well, that's another topic. We'll actually talk about that on the fight night. But one of the biggest low-hanging fruit reasons is you're not making enough money. And that's why there's so much emphasis on this show to know your numbers. That's why we do so much coaching around the math of your business and pricing and how to sell and all this other stuff. So guys, if you want to build a team of FWs, you have to make money, because a fucking winner will never come to work for somebody like you who ain't making enough money. If the phone ain't ringing a lot, if you don't have some processes in place, if everything's a clusterfuck, then why the hell would that person stay? Because they're smart, they're talented, they can see the writing on the wall, and they know hands down that the ship is going to go down at some point. And they're going to bail. They will be looking for a job every night after work while they're working for you after the first week or two, because they're going to see it. I guarantee you they're going to see it. Okay? But when you have a plan and you're making money and you're job costing and you're picky about who you work with and who you go see and you're not running around doing free estimates and all that other bullshit that we talk about here, when you hold your people accountable, when you're hitting certain profit margins and you're reaching your goals, winners want to be around an environment like that. That's the environment they want to be around. They want to be around an environment where they can see that they have a financial future. So, said I was going to talk about a couple things today. That's the first one. You're not making enough money. And that's why nobody wants to stay on your team. Nobody wants to come to your team. And quite frankly, on a macro level here, that's why I believe so many people don't want to come into the trades. That's why young kids, I mean, listen, when I was growing up, my dad was a tile guy. And I don't ever remember him making more than like 40 grand a year. And he was always dirty. He was always tired. And to top it off, he traveled 40 to 48 weeks out of the year for an industrial tile flooring company. That's what my dad did. And going into the trades was the last damn thing I wanted to do. Why the hell would I want to be dirty, smelly, on the road, and not make any money? And this is no disrespect to my father or the other guys out there that are slinging it, because my dad provided, and he gave us what we needed, and I'm incredibly grateful for that. He also gave me a massive work ethic. But my point is, if you're not making money, you are not, we are not building the type of industry that's attractive to people. There are plenty of people out there that would love to be outside working. They would love to work with their hands. But they don't see a future in it, because every damn contractor they know is freaking broke. All right? So get serious about making some fucking money if you want to build a team. All right? Second reason I think that you're having a hard time finding people is you're not building a brand. Well, you are building a brand. You're building a brand that's a piece of shit is what you're building. You're building a brand that's, you know, not visible, right? Nobody knows who the hell you are, because you're not committed to marketing. You're not committed to networking and prospecting and building relationships and using the tools available to us, like video and social media and, you know, whether it be home shows and yard signs and truck signs and, you know, and charity events and on and on. And I could go on and on, but this is what it means to build a brand. In his book, I'm going to get him on here, Jeb Blount has a book called Fanatic Prospecting. This is top of mind for me here as I'm recording this, because this morning I had a conversation with one of my coaching clients about this. There is the what Jeb calls, I don't know if he made it up or not, but it's in his book, the law of familiarity. It's a hard word for me to say. Familiarity. Anyway. And that says it takes 30 to 50 times of somebody seeing you to even give a shit and pay attention and notice you if they don't already know who you are. Okay? So let's say you're a flooring guy and you want to work for ABC Home Builders in your area, who's the high-end home builder, and you call him once and you leave a message and you go, I prospected him. He never reached out to me again. Or I dropped by his office and I left a card. Okay. That's one time. You got another 30 to 50 in the tank before you should even expect somebody who doesn't know who you are to even notice you, because they're not familiar with you or your brand. That's why it's so important to create daily Facebook and Instagram and social media posts. It's why it's so important to create YouTube videos in our day and age. Okay, that's why it's so important to be at every damn home show. Oh, but Tom, home shows are shit, man. I never get any leads. All right, take your fucking excuses and just turn the show off if that's where your head is going right now. See, every great lead I got from a home show, I got the year after I did the fucking show. I rarely got a lead. If I did a show in September, we had this fall show that we used to do. I didn't do the work for 8 to 9, 12 months later. Okay? So guys, don't stop playing small. Be everywhere. Build a brand. Okay? Where are the influencers in your industry? Join those groups and associations and sponsor them. Go work at their beer tent during the fest in your town or whatever it is. Okay? Do charity giveaways. Build a brand. Totally lost my train of thought. I'm trying to pick it back up here because I was pissed there a minute ago about some of you that are telling me, oh, home shows don't work. Okay? Guys, this is what it means to run your business. This is what it means to build a brand. It means you're all freaking in. It means you are slinging it 6 to 8 hours a day building your brand. That's your fucking job as the owner of your company. And that's why you can't find anyone to work for you, because nobody knows you freaking exist. All right? And listen, you should always be hiring. You think, well, here, check this out. Apple, they built a pretty good brand, right? You think they ever have a hard time finding people? Hell no. You think Google has a hard time finding people? Oh, well, they're Google and they're Apple. Well, you know what? They have a kick-ass culture. They're highly visible. They're in everyone's face all the time. And you can do that on a micro level in your area. If you're highly visible, always in everyone's face, connecting with influencers, then when somebody says painter or floor guy or home builder in your area, they're going to think of you. And you're going to have people coming to you because they want to work for a company like yours, because you're highly visible, because you're building a brand that gives back to the community. You're building a brand that's at every home show for the last 10 years. You're building a brand that every time they enter something on Google or in a search engine or on YouTube, a piece of content that your company has created is sitting there. And you know what's going to happen is some lady is going to be on Facebook one day and she's going to see an ad for an apprentice for your flooring business. And she's going to go, I got a 19-year-old that's sitting in his bedroom in the basement every frickin' day until 10:30 when he decides to wake up, because he's been on my gravy train, and I'm going to drag him by the ear and tell him to go apply for your job because you're always hiring people. God, I'm all over the place with this right now. My mind is everywhere. Guys, build a brand. See, unfortunately, most of us are building a brand that doesn't exist. It exists, but it's just, what's the word I'm looking for? It's a better word than this, but it's non-noticeable. It's fucking invisible. Because you only market, you only create a piece of content, you only prospect, you only network when your phone stops ringing. And this goes back to my annual rant about the biggest mistake home improvement contractors make is they stop marketing when they're busy. And at the time of this recording in July 5th, I think it is, right? 6th. Recording this on Friday the 6th, most of you guys are busy. And sadly, most of you have taken your foot off the gas of building your brand and marketing your business. And then you're all going to cry poor and broke and sad, and I can't keep people come November, December. And then by February, you're going to be looking for a fucking bridge to hang yourself from. All because you're not listening to me year in and year out when I'm telling you, market every God-blessed day of the year. Okay? The more leads you have, the better and bigger of a brand story that you are telling consistently, the easier it will always be to find people because they've heard of you. And there's safety in a brand, not just for customers. Okay? I've talked about this before. So there's safety in a brand. Meaning, if I'm walking down the street and I want a hamburger, and I'm in a city or a country or whatever that I don't know where I am, and I'm starving and I look over on one side of the street and there's Joe's Burger Place, and it looks like shit outside. It's a frickin' dump. Might have the best damn burgers in the world. Okay? But the story they're telling me is I've never heard of them and it looks dirty. And then across the street is the Golden Arches or Burger King or Wendy's. Okay? Most people are going to go with the well-known brand, even if they know they're going to have a fucking stomach ache after they eat McDonald's. They're still going to choose it because there's safety in a brand. So as a consumer, okay, if I see, you know, I don't know, let's go my buddy Dan Sherwood. Sherwood Painting Services in Marblehead, Massachusetts. If I live in Marblehead and year in and year out, or I live in that area, year in and year out, I keep seeing Dan's trucks and Dan's yard signs and Dan at the home shows. And I'm a consumer, and it comes time to paint my house, Dan's getting a shot because there's safety in a brand. Okay, so that's the whole point I'm trying to make about safety in a brand. Well, it works the same way, not just with consumers, but with potential employees. If I'm a painter who gets laid off, or I'm sick of my boss being a D-bag, or, you know, I've realized that I've hit the ceiling that I'm at in the company I'm with, and I want to move on and have better opportunities, guess what I'm going to do if I'm a painter in or around Marblehead? I'm going to reach out to the companies that I've heard of before, and I've seen their trucks all over the place, and their yard signs, and their billboards, and they're online, and this and that, and I'm going to pick the phone up and call Dan. And I'm going to go, hey, I'm a painter. I'm looking to go to the next step in my career. I think I've topped out at the company I've been with. It's been a great experience, but I'd really like to get into more project management or maybe a sales role or whatever. Would it be worth us having a conversation? Guys, building a brand is attractive to the FWs out there. Okay? Anyone worth their weight in salt, I don't even know what the saying is supposed to be there. I know I butchered it. Anyone worth whatever the hell I'm trying to say is not going to give you the time of day if you haven't built a brand. Why would they? All right, let's say my whole world implodes tomorrow. Let's say every bit of coaching I'm doing, my one-on-one, our fight nights, the workshops I do, all right, the contractor sales academy. Let's say everything that I have in my world right now blows up, goes away. Overnight. What do I have to fall back on? And I don't mean fall back in a bad way, but what is my history? My history is I built a painting company. Okay? And I'm not the best painter in the world, but I know how to paint. And I also know how to fucking sell paint jobs. I could pick up the phone today and have a job in the next hour or two. And you know what I would do? I would go online and I would look for the people in my area or around the country or whatever wherever I wanted to live. Go, who's built the biggest brand? Who looks like they have their shit together? Who's active on social media? Who's doing stuff in the community? Who's got the most 5-star ratings on Google? And on and on and on. I'm going to pick the phone up and I'm going to call you and say, it's my buddy Dan. I'm going to go, Dan, I'm broke. I lost everything. I'm moving to Marblehead. And if I move there, can you hire me? I'll start next week for you. Okay. Dan would hire me in a heartbeat and he'd make money. Why? Because I'm a fucking winner. Okay. Well, what you have to understand is as a winner, I'm not calling those of you that haven't built a brand. I hope that makes sense. So to recap, we have a massive, massive, massive shortage of people that want to go into the trades. All right. And it's not because I don't believe it's because people are lazy. I don't believe it's because people don't want to get dirty. I don't believe it's because people don't want to build cool shit or fix things or paint things or refinish things or whatever. I believe the story that we've been telling them is that contractors are broke and there's no future in it. That's why you need to go to college. You know, that fucking bullshit. Okay? Well, it's funny. I know more contractor millionaires than I do white collar millionaires. But anyway, who are a lot fucking happier. Okay. They don't want to come into the trades because the story that's being told is you can't make money in the trades. Well, how about we change that narrative? Isn't it time we change that shit? I think so. That's why we started the fight. And the other reason that they don't want to come into the trades, because nobody knows we exist. Nobody's telling a story. Nobody's having fun with it. Holy crap. Guys, you got to have fun. Be enthusiastic. Believe that you're the best thing going in your industry, in your area. And when that's the type of brand story that, hey, man, you could get out of high school and within 2 years be making 50 grand, you'd have a lot of kids that don't want to go to college, don't want to rack up the debt and all that other bullshit knocking on your door. But the problem is you can't say that because you ain't even making fucking 50 grand consistently because you're broke, because you're not pricing things right. You're not marketing. You're not building, you know, the processes and the things like that you need your business. It's not because you're a bad person. I'm not picking on you. I'm not mad at you. Understand that. And the reason I'm saying this, some of you send me emails, you're shaming us and all. Fuck that. I'm not shaming you. I'm telling you the truth. Okay? You have a choice. And when I made the choice, I went from not making any money to making a lot of money. From working fucking every holiday and never taking a vacation with my family and feeling like I was letting my family down and on and on and on and on. But when I made the choice to be different, I changed and it turned it around. All right? So for those of you that think that, oh, Tom, you're just so mean and you're shaming people, then listen to somebody else's fucking podcast. It's going to stroke you, okay? I'm not going to stroke you. I'm going to tell you that you have what it takes if you commit to doing the work. If you look in the damn mirror, own your crap, and get serious. Every day, I get a message from somebody, like, nobody wants to work. I can't find good people, okay? Look in the mirror. Look in the mirror. Fix your own shit and then start telling yourself a different story. Instead of saying nobody wants the work, say, man, it's a good thing I only need 5 people in my city of 3 million. I know there's 5 people out there that would love to work for my company. I just got to find them. Okay? It's about changing how you operate between your ears. Hey, you don't need sales. You need your sanity. Like, your phone's ringing off the hook. You've been in business a while. You're selling so much stuff that you have no idea how you're going to hold it together, you know, and get it all produced. And the last thing you feel like you need to do is sell another job. Okay? But what if you could be more selective about the jobs that you take? Only selling the high profit work. Listen, then you can make better use of your time. You could hire more help to get the work done. In short, you could relax a little. Maybe you could pay off all your debts in the next couple months. All right? Whatever it is. See, getting better at sales doesn't just mean selling more. In fact, you may be able to sell less and still make more money. See, and that's what we got going on in the Contractor Sales Academy. It's for the guy like you that's already successful. He's already making 100 grand a year, personally. He's already built a business that's 500,000, 750, a million or more in revenue. And he's already knocking at the door of being ultra successful. See, that's who it's for. It's not for the guy who's just starting out. It's not for the guy who is having a hard time, you know, figuring out how he's going to scrape together, you know, $7,500 for a real website. This is for the guy who's ready to protect his time, who's ready to understand at a deeper level how to connect with clients, how to spot tire kickers that are never going to buy, okay, and how to really learn what's most important to the prospect. Because you know that that leads to better experiences, higher profit, repeat business, and all those other good things that come with the business that's kicking ass. See, when you master these skills, you can work less than you are today while still putting more money in the bank. So I want to encourage you that if you're already successful in your contracting business, if you're already making good money, then let's take it to the next level. Let's give you your life back. Let's stop stealing time from your family. No more 10, 12, 14-hour days for you. It's time to change the way that you approach the selling in your contracting business. And that's why I want to invite you to get on the phone with me and have a conversation about whether or not the Contractor Sales Academy is a good fit for you. So head to ContractorSalesAcademy.com, click the button, let's get in touch, and let's change your future and give some time and some sanity back to you and your family. So listen, damn it. Hiring is a challenge for everyone, every business, every industry, for the most part, unless there's somebody that's just got the most kick-ass brand that you want to work for. And I truly believe in the city, in the little town, the big city, whatever you're in right now, wherever you live, wherever you're building your business, if you commit to building a business that's attractive to others and an income that's attractive to other people and an option instead of going into hundreds of thousands of dollars of debt or 100 grand worth of debt to get a diploma that you or degree you're never going to use, okay, you flip the narrative. What if you started creating daily Facebook posts, live videos, Instagram images of a day in the life of, hey, this is the view from where we're working today. This is awesome. Got to work outside. We got to fix this problem. We got to do this. Start telling us the story. Start sharing stories of, hey, here's Billy. Billy graduated high school last May of 2017. He's been with our company now for just over a year and he's making 70 grand. And by the way, I know guys that are already doing that. When you start telling those sorts of stories in your area and you dominate the airwaves, quote, air quotes, because I know it's not just airwaves here. When you dominate the communication and the media, the social media, the videos, on and on and on, the home shows, this and that, have your own freaking hiring fairs, job fairs, on and on and on. You will build the type of brand that people will be knocking on your door to come work for you. But you got to put the work in. But unfortunately, see, a lot of us spend too much of our time down in the weeds. We're out in the field. We're in the hole. We're in the bucket, whatever you want to call it in your industry. And doesn't mean you can never do those things, but you better start carving out some time to build your brand. You better start writing it into your job descriptions of your foreman that they take pictures and post it on social media and they shoot little videos here and there. You better start writing it into your own job description that, hey, 50 to 60 to 80% of my time needs to be prospecting and marketing every day that I'm working. And then I fit in the other stuff around it because this is the long range stuff. These are the big rocks. These are the things that are going to drive your business forward and explode your growth. All right. So that's all I got. It's as I said at the top of this, if you want to learn how to build a kick-ass team that won't drive you insane, that you don't have to babysit, then head to thecontractorfight.com, click on the Fight Night button at the top of the page, and sign up for our live training, okay? Then the only people that get the recording are those that sign up. This is not available later or anything like that. Last month in June, we had just about 100 people signed up. 100 contractors from around the country jumped on the call. And their businesses have changed. They're making more money and things like that. We've got plenty of stories to go around for you. If you want to go to the Contractor Fight Facebook book group and join, you can see what I'm talking about. We're on this call on the Fight Night about building a kick-ass team. We're going to cover some of the top hiring mistakes contractors make over and over again. We're going to talk about how you can build your team or build your business without your team needing babysitting from you. Or we're going to talk, man, I'm just looking at this, all these topics that I have here that we're going to cover. How to know if somebody is full of shit when you're interviewing them. That'd be good to know, right? Where to find great people. Which positions are the most important for you to fill right now? How do you know when you should hire? What's the right time to hire? Okay. And what I'm super excited about is I've also made arrangements for Art Snarzik, who's known worldwide as the Turnover Terminator. Okay. He's going to join us and he's an expert at helping you pick the right people to hire. Better yet, which ones you should stay away from. Okay. And so Art is a former contractor. He now helps people hire and retain and train and build awesome teams. And Art and I go way back and I'm super excited to have him share a bunch of his knowledge with you as well. We will not disappoint you as always. So listen, it's going to be another awesome fight night with loads of info you can put to use immediately. All right. Even if you don't have a team, even if you're the only employee in your company, you still can build a team. All right. So anyway, with that, appreciate you guys hanging out. super excited to also don't hit stop yet. Listen to this. I took the business, you know, for the last few years, the contractor fight has been working out of my home for the most part. And we've grown to the point where I need to get out of my house because I'm doubling down. I'm taking my own advice that I give you guys about building a brand. And I'm even going bigger with more content, more video, more podcasts, just a bunch of stuff. And so we're in the middle right now of painting and decorating Contractor Fight HQ, which is in Manitou Springs, Colorado. So if you were in Colorado, near Colorado Springs, or within a couple hours of driving here, hit me up and come on out and visit us. We're going to do some in-person workshops and trainings on everything from knowing your numbers to building a budget to marketing and leadership and on and on and on. So stay tuned for announcements about some of those things that we have coming up. I'm super excited to be able to open this place up to be another resource for y'all. So listen, appreciate you. Have an awesome day. Have a great week. Kick some serious ass. See you on fight night. Travis, rock us out, and we'll catch you guys later.